Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 310, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 17, Stolen Beauty.
It aired October 2nd, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by my boy, Ryuta Sasaki.
His run must be running out. There must be someone soon.
Can I tell you right now? He's six deep. Okay. He is six deep in the window right now. And there's one, the next episode is someone different who's got a great name that I will not spoil. I'll let you read that next episode.
Nice.
And then he's back for two more, and then he just keeps coming back. Like, he is putting in the work, this Ryuta Sasaki. Came from nowhere.
Yeah.
Very proud of him in 1999. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And I can't stress this enough, just skip to episode 13, because... it's been pretty great for the last four or five episodes. Before that, it was Dookie from a trash can.
I don't know if you guys know this, but that's not normally where Dookie should be.
That's how bad it is. Imagine you have like a plate, right? And you got like a banana peel on it. You're like, I need to go throw this away. And you open up your trash can and there is a poop in there.
That's episodes 2 through 12 with the exception of Double Duty.
Well, I guess 3 through 12.
Right. Because 1 and 2 is a two-parter.
Yeah.
I was correct.
You got it right. You nailed it. Anyway, let's go watch Stolen Beauty. I'm very excited. The description made it sound pretty crazy.
Go Galactic!
Back and we just watched Stolen Beauty and
what? Okay, what in the world happened that warranted a ham horn?
I had a lot of fun watching that episode.
Okay,
I thought it was pretty good. It's not normally the ham horn denotes that it is late on a Friday. It's not a regular Wednesday recording time.
It's a little early, actually, because my schedule's been different this week.
Yeah, but still, I very much liked that episode.
It was pretty good.
We'll get there in just a minute. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating and review, that would be awesome. We haven't checked any of the other places in a while, but... we will at some point.
Yeah,
trust
don't worry.
Us. Keep leaving ratings and reviews there, and we will definitely read them soon.
You can trust this face.
Soon. Could be any time before the heat death of the universe. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including the Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, where we watch a couple episodes of that classic 1994 USA tokusatsu show.
And then proceed to not talk about it.
And then try our damnedest to not talk about it at all. Also, we just put up the first episode of what will be a reoccurring with a frequency to be determined podcast where we just talk about stuff so we don't poison another podcast by talking about Mario Odyssey for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We just do that separately.
Look, I have new things to talk about, but this is not the time.
I know. That's the thing, is every couple levels, you're like, oh, I can talk about this new thing a lot.
Right.
It's very good. Everyone who has a Switch, go get... if you don't have Mario Odyssey and you own a Switch, what are you even doing?
Why did you get one?
Why did you even come?
For Zelda, I guess, but like...
look, Zelda was really good. And I like Zelda more than I like Mario, but we're talking in inches here.
Before we move on, I like Mario more, okay. I think. Now, I just want to say, though, I think Mario Odyssey is a better Mario game than Breath of the Wild is a Zelda game.
I agree with that.
Don't at me.
I fully agree with that. Because Breath of the Wild is a Zelda game in all of its classic tropes, but it is less a capital Z Zelda game
right
then Mario is a capital M Mario game.
It took a minute for me to warm up to Odyssey.
You were a little grouchy about it in the middle there.
It's okay, I love it now. Okay. It's because they look, okay, this will be the end of it right now. It's because they put you through the tutorial levels and they're like, here's a flat desert.
Yeah.
Start with a funner level. The Cascade Kingdom is fun, but it's small.
It's like 2 inches tall. I agree. I think that maybe the Metro Kingdom should have been a little earlier because that's all you saw. Yeah. But I also like that there's a lot to it.
I do like that they also pushed it back because you're like, I know this is here. I got to get to
it. When is it going to be? Anyway, we got to stop talking about Super Mario Odyssey. We've talked about it so much. I'm saying Mario at this point, number one, because I've turned a corner. I think it's funny now.
And you know it hurts me.
And number two, I know it hurts you, and I know it hurts a lot of people listening. And and nerd tears make me strong. Anyway, do you want to talk about Stolen Beauty?
Yes.
We start off on the blade ship, and Trakina's doing that mirror thing. Who's the prettiest? And the mirror is, I did not catch his name.
Oh, it was something real stupid.
I'm Mummy Rap.
It was like Crumb Mummy.
I'm okay. That's very dumb, but in a way that I very this episode. Before we get into it, this episode seemed like classic Power Rangers.
It did. The last one also had that same feeling to it.
Like they figured out that like if you like Power Rangers, the formula and the feeling is separate from what you're doing. Like you can make a Power Rangers show that feels like Power Rangers in the confines of different stories and doing different weird things. It's like, it's more of a feeling than anything.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that in this episode especially is that this is definitely, outside of like 2 total minutes of the running time, this is just a Monster of the Week episode.
It is. Oh God, I missed those. Also, I'll save it. We'll get there.
Okay.
Don't worry. So the monster, Cremummy, is inside the mirror and he's like, yeah, you're super pretty. But also, there's like a lot of girls on Terra Venture that are pretty.
Right, you're tied with like a lot of other people. On Terra Venture. That's where all the prettiest people in the universe are.
Oh, is that what it was? It's like Drax's space colony from Moonraker. This is one of my favorite bits that I have seen on Lost Galaxy so far because she is so mad at him saying, well, I guess like a lot of girls are pretty.
He is the spirit of the mirror. He's inside of
it. She upends it and like shakes it out and like bonks it on the back like she's trying to get ketchup out of a glass bottle, which it's 2017. If you're a diner and you put a glass bottle of ketchup on there, I don't want to be there anymore. I don't want to have to use a knife to get ketchup out of a bottle. Thank you.
Coming out of your tip.
No, it won't. I tip on bad service. Look, they don't make a lot. I get it. But still. Just squeezy bottles are so much easier to find now. Where are you even finding these glass balls of ketchup?
At the restaurant store.
At the juice bar store. Anyway.
You can only order them in cases of 100.
Well, yeah, because the only people that buy them are Johnny Rockets.
I don't know what that is.
It's a 50s themed diner and the only place that you can get cheddar cheese on apple pie, which is really good, you guys. It sounds bad, but it's not, I promise. So she shakes him out of the mirror and she's like, go steal beauty right now. And he's like, okay, I will. I'm sorry. Jeez. And so he teleports down to Terra Venture and there's some girls talking and they're stunt women. So they're not talking. There are voices and there are these two women in the background, but he like wraps him up in this like yellow and purple.
It's a fruit by the foot.
It's super duper fruit by the foot. And it wraps him up. And then he like gets around their face, like gets a wrap around their face, and then he's like, aha, I stole your beauty. And all it did was make them, I said splotchy, but it's like purple and yellow, like they're going to a football game.
Yeah, they're Vikings fans.
Literally, Kendrick's is literally like a like quartered face of purple and yellow, like she's just going to a Vikes game, and she's super hype about Tony, who's a Viking?
Teddy Bridgewater.
And he's super hype about Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Guys didn't know that we knew that.
Yeah, I probably kept me yelling at Tony.
Well,
anyway,
now I got the egg on my face.
Look, I can tell you maybe 5.
Now I got the fruit by the foot on my face.
It turns their beauty into sand, which is just, it's not sand, it's super duper glitter. Like, it's 100% glitter.
It's magic sand, so it's glitter.
Sure.
And he puts it in a jar.
He puts it in this big jar. And then he says, I turned their beauty into sand, and now I'm going to put it in the jar. Ah.
And give it to Trakina so she can eat the beauty.
I would pay $50 just to watch Trakina just shovel glitter into her mouth for the joke. Because it doesn't quite happen this episode.
No, I do have a question, but it'll come up in a couple of minutes.
Okay. So we got the theme song, and Bulk's in the theme song.
Only Bulk is credited in the theme song.
Old Cans is not there in the theme song. They both will show up later.
Yeah.
Bulk is running the counter at Space Ernie's.
That is what it ends up being. But when it just flashed by in the credits, I was like, is he running like a magic shop, like a mystical magic artifact
shop?
That
would be so much cooler.
And he's not, and I don't know why he isn't now.
Well, because he has all that training of being at a juice bar. So he used to work there for Lieutenant Stone.
That's true.
But I think if he ran a magic shop, that would be very good.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
I think they missed a step there. Then we come back from the theme song, and he's splotching Nova. He's just grabbing beauty left and right, making people Vikings fans, infecting them with that purple and gold pride. I don't know if Vikings fans have a term for it.
I
don't know.
I don't know.
But before he can get the two women that are his like immediate targets, the Rangers jump in, and they like stop the rapping from happening. Rapping with a W, not rapping as in pumpkin. Obviously, this man does not have clever raps and rhymes.
No, he has no raps or rhymes.
I thought he was going to when he was talking in the mirror, because his first sentence had a very lyrical quality to it. But then he immediately went, "But yeah, like also a lot of other girls are pretty too, I guess." Like on Terra Avenger, and just had like no rhythm to it.
Maybe there's only like a short radius that he can actually see, and so he could only see the blade ship in Terra Avenger
because like
they're like star-crossed lovers, these two, where they're stuck to each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like, because Earth is still there. And statistically speaking, there's some pretty people left on Earth.
Right.
And then also, if Miranoi is any, like, indication, there are other planets where there presumably are pretty people as well. Specifically pretty girls. That's who Trakina is really mad at.
Right.
So, like, that's a cool message to have. But at least she's the bad guy and not one of the good guys.
Yeah.
Kai is like, "You got girls, you got to get out of here." And I was like, "Back off, Kai. You're just as bad as the monster." Grosso. "Hey, if you ever want me to videotape you, weirdly, here's my number. I'm Kai." So the monster runs away. We cut back to the blade ship, and he's back in the mirror. And Trakina's like, "So did you get all the pretty girls?" And he's like, "Every last one of them." She's like, "So if I go down there and I see so much as a pretty cockroach, what is bad stuff's gonna happen?" He's like, "Well, let me poke around a bit more."
We know that he missed at least four.
The two women that they saved and the Rangers.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, you'd think there'd be like a news article or like a you know, the nightly news or whatever would be like, "All the women are purple now.
And they can't wake up because their beauty's gone."
Was that the implication?
They're all sleeping beauties.
Well, they're beautiless. So then he's like, "Well, I'll go check around. Hold on a second." And then I guess he leaves. And then she teleports down to Terra Venture.
Yeah.
And she turns into a human, just like we predicted last episode.
Okay, look. I don't want to go back in this direction again already. She looks like Pauline.
A little bit.
She's got the red, like, fancy skirt and top. And, like, the long brown hair.
Yeah.
She Pauline.
A little bit. No hat.
Well, Pauline didn't always have a hat. Well, that's just so you can't capture her.
Right. But, like, also, like, she's got, like, a power suit on, kind of. And it's, like, right, a little more boxy because it's 1999. And, like, can I just be, like, a guy for a second? For 1 second. Can I just, like, be a guy real quick?
I'll allow it.
She is hot as fuck, yo. Like, like, for real?
Human Trakina? Here's my question. Is the sand in the bottle magically linked to Trakina and making her hot? Or is she just like,
no,
now she's the only pretty girl on the colony?
I think the second one. Because she said, like, "Go take their beauty so I'm the prettiest." And then I guess she's like, I want more, so give me the beauty turned into glitter and I will eat it and then become so beautiful that I guess I'll be able to like melt faces or something. Because this turns into like a straight up cartoon in a second.
It turns into a
Tex Avery.
Into a Tex Avery cartoon. Like Bugs Bunny cross dressing catcall.
Yeah.
Supercut.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So she starts walking down the street and like some butt rock starts playing. And it's bad.
I'm
it's
surprised
really
there's not
bad.
Like explosions behind her. She's walking like an old Budweiser commercial.
I would have loved that so much. Every single man that sees her stops what they are doing, puts people's lives in danger, like, and just start following her.
Yep.
Like a flock. It's ridiculous. Cause like that doesn't happen in real life.
No.
Like, also, to their credit, nobody's catcalling her. So good job, all there of you
is,
workers.
There is a whistle at some point.
Right. But sometimes you're just, like, surprised and you got a whistle. Like, I did not expect this today. So she's walking down the street and she sees Mike. And she has 40 guys behind her at this point. like lawyers and a guy who looks like Eddie Murphy. And like,
yeah, and
construction
like
workers.
A painter who has no teeth for some reason.
Because like he's very ugly and thinks he has a shot with her.
He was holding up a ladder. His partner is dead.
He fell off the ladder and died.
Yeah, we never see him again.
Yeah, they have to. What is it? Oh, how do you get the body back to the. You can't. You gotta Skype him, but it's very far away. So it'll take like 8 years to get there,
well,
I guess.
Like, tell his loved ones.
Yeah, to be like, hey, sorry, he died from. There was a very. First. You'll probably understand. There's a very pretty lady, and his painting partner walked away from the ladder, and we only have the ricketyest ladders on this super high-tech space station. It was made out of, like, wood. It looked
it was like old, crusty wood.
Yeah, it was, like, in
it was,
my shed
was,
for 40 years.
It was the ladder your dad has in the garage since you were a baby.
Like, it's always been there.
It was old.
When
as
he
far
got
as
it.
You can remember.
It's always, it's like,
Leslie
it's
been
Nielsen,
old your entire
it's always
life.
Been old. And then he fell off and died, but it's okay. She was really pretty. Don't worry. And they're like, thanks.
Well, at least it was for a good cause.
Was, yeah.
Guess.
He would have wanted it this way.
He died how he lived.
Falling off a ladder. She is putting lipstick on as she's walking and like sees Mike and is like, magnet offender, and throws the lipstick in the air.
It's still weird. I get that he is the Magna Defender now, but it's still weird to call him that.
Yeah.
Because the Magna Defender was a different character until last episode.
Yeah, and now it is like a mantle.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't think there's been enough time between him dying and becoming a ghost and Mike becoming it to be like, Mike is just Magna Defender now.
Right.
But she throws the lipstick and the guy's like it's a wedding and they are scrambling for the garter. They all like jump on the ground and the guy with no teeth gets it and it turns into a cockroach
in his hands.
And that's very gross.
It was real. That guy was holding a real cockroach.
I don't think it was real. It looked a little
Are
fake
you
to
sure?
me.
I thought it was skittering. Maybe not.
I think he was just shaking it.
Oh, to make it look
in
tricked
a convincing
me.
Way. Yeah.
Good job. You did it.
Movie magic. You've been pranked. As someone who recently punched a cockroach with his bare hand.
I was here for that. I can attest that that is true.
Touching cockroaches sucks. So don't
I don't even like
it.
To do it with a paper towel. Now I catch them in a glass and throw them outside.
Oh,
in
no.
In front of my neighbor's door.
I've only seen the one in here. Thank God. At work, I will step on them and then, like, kick them under stuff. But
it's a warning to the other cockroaches under there.
Literally. Hey, you want to end up like... Chris here? I don't think so.
Stay indoors.
Go away.
And by indoors, I mean under the shelves.
Yes. Anyway, so Mike walks into Space Ernie's. I didn't if there's a name, I didn't catch it.
There wasn't. It was just, it's like a bar.
It's just, there's just
because it's like, it's way sexier than Ernie's in here.
Oh yeah. It is like, there's some nightlife, even though it's the middle of the day. It's like you walk in and immediately it's 8:30 on a Friday. It reminds me of... And you haven't been to Disney World.
Nope.
It reminds me of Tomorrowland, which is what they thought the future would be like in the 50s. And then they kept slightly updating it. And so now...
Now it's a movie. With Tom Cruise?
Nope.
It is a movie, though.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Yes. I haven't seen it. I do want to see it, though. And I know that now that I said that out loud, every single person listening to me, it was bad.
I heard it wasn't great.
Hey, that doesn't stop me from watching movies.
Because they were just like, well, we made one attraction into a box office hit with Pirates of the Caribbean. Let's try it again.
Here's the problem.
And they did a bad job.
Here's the problem with that, is that Pirates of the Caribbean was one ride, was very focused. Tomorrowland's like a whole area.
Right.
Also, maybe they just... they wanted the cash grab, and they didn't want to put the effort in.
It was probably that one.
Probably. I still really do want to see it, though, because I love bad movies. I watched the Assassin's Creed movie the other day, and guess what? It's bad, but in a way that I very much enjoyed. They basically made a really good TV pilot, but that was the movie.
It was like an hour and a half long.
It was like hour 45, maybe it was close to two. I don't remember. It went really quick, but it felt like the start of the Assassin's Creed television show and not just here. This is it. This is all the Assassin's Creed movie you're going to get. Anyway, this is all to say that Bulk and Old Cans now work at this sexy bar.
Yep.
At Space Ernie's. They got fired from the science division for obvious reasons. I'm sure you can puzzle out how and why they got fired.
They were bad at it.
Phenomenus kept thinking everything was aliens and blowing stuff up. And on a space station with limited resources, that's not cool. I bet. That's my guess.
Yeah.
So then Trakina comes in and she's like, I'll have what he's having. He's eating a burger. And Bulk grabs the burger from Mike and says he can wait and hands it to her. Because again, she's so beautiful that like men lose all reason around her, and I get it, but this is literally a Tex Avery cartoon right now.
Yeah,
I like no one's tongue fell out of their mouth, and no one was like turned into a wolf.
But
that's
only because they didn't have the budget.
If they would have had a little bit more money,
Bulk's tongue would have hit the floor.
Absolutely, she gets his burger, and she like opens it up. She opens up his burger.
Yeah, takes the lid off. Yeah,
she pops the top off the burger, and she pours some poison on it.
Out of her ring, because she still has her, like, Trakina ring on. Yeah. And she still has very long fingernails.
Yes.
Like, her costume ones.
Right.
But, like,
they're red just instead red. Of black. And she pours some poison onto this, and she closes... she shuts the trunk. shuts the hood, I guess, on the burger. Mike's like, can I just get a burger? I had a burger, and now you stole it from me. Can I please just get a burger back?
So I had a burger, you took it away.
And so Bulk and I keep wanting to call him Skull. He is Old Skull. So Bulk and Old Cans go back into the back area, and Trakina comes up and is like, hey, this is your burger that they stole from you. And he's like, oh, thanks. And Mike doesn't seem as affected as everybody else. Like, he's still...
he has his wits about him.
He does. And I like that about Mike, is that he's keeping calm. Because later, spoilers, the other boys will meet Trakina. And they will lose their minds. So she like tries to like get him to eat it. She's like, here you go. Eat your burger. It's for you. And she's like, Tracy.
Yeah. Because she's like, this is yours. And he's like, thank you. I'm Mike. She says, I'm Tracy. So I was close. I thought Teresa, Trakina. Trakina, Tracy is probably a better jump.
I think it's closer. I was trying to go with the Ronnie route and trying to see if I could turn the key into something, but it just doesn't work. It's not a perfect system. Bulk comes back out right before he's about to take a bite. He's like, oh, there's no more burgers. We're all out of burgers. You can't have another one, even though he has one. Whatever.
I think they just hit their allotted burger count for the day because, again, limited resources. They can only make so many burgers before they run out.
Well, I imagine they have those, like, the Space-O-Matic Jetson box.
Oh, like, you just, like, can make whatever you want?
Yeah.
Maybe.
And he just is mad at Mike because Mike's talking to the pretty girl and he's not. I forget what he said. Mike said something to Bulk and Bulk's like, just let me have this. Or like, be cool, man.
I don't remember.
It was very funny. I'm glad Bulk also
yelled.
Back.
Yeah, Bulk also yelled at Old Cans just like, hey, man, I'm busy.
Yeah. And so he's like, oh, I got to go meet my friends, but you can come with me. You're probably meeting about Power Rangers stuff, Mike.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Come on, man. You can't bring a date to Power Rangers group meetings.
For the plot, he needs to. And I guess like he probably is also still a little bit affected.
Yeah, sure.
But he's still like, he's not drooling.
Right. Yeah, he's not like, he's not hearing any butt rock music.
Right.
When she's there. So we cut to Scorp for 1 second, and he's like spitting cotton candy at a wall, at like this tube near a wall. And he's like, I'm making a cocoon.
Yes, Drakita's final metamorphosis will be complete.
And then we cut back to the boys' apartment. We'll see Scorp again at the very, very end, but don't worry too much about this. I do want to point out that the entire description on Netflix was Scorp wants to make Drakina a bug like him in a cocoon. And that's about 1% of this episode.
Yeah, that's the 2 minutes I was talking about earlier.
That's it. Like, the rest of it is this Monster of the Week beauty Tex Avery plot.
Yeah.
It's much better for it, I think. So the guys see Tracy because Leo's like, Mike, you came back.
This was the last place I saw you, Mike.
I saw Mike.
And I knew if I waited, you'd come back.
And he's like, oh, we got to go and do a thing. And then Tracy walks in and like Dreamweaver starts playing.
Yeah, for like 1 second, it looks like Leo is like, I can't tell you what I was about to tell you because it's Power Ranger stuff and there's not a Power Ranger. But then it is just, he's just like, oh, hello.
He's like, well, and then Kai and Damon like are also so smitten. Damon drops a wrench on Kai's foot, and Kai's like, ow. It's actually very good. Good job, Kai, on that one. Everybody is super head over heels, except the girls.
Right.
Which.
Now, Damon and Drakina are married in real life.
They are married in real life.
Was this the moment?
I mean, I'm sure he saw her out of her Drakina makeup.
That's
before
true, but
then.
He didn't see her in the Tracy makeup.
No. It is very different. Like that.
It is. It's a lot more subtle because when she goes back to Drakina, she has this like very thick like silver eyeshadow.
Yeah,
her, and everything's
like
dark.
Purple and green. It's like way out like it's super winged eyeshadow, which I don't think is a super thing unless you're doing monster makeup.
She's a bug.
Yeah. But it's like very different. And they like, I think they contour her cheekbones to make them sharper when she's Drakina. Cause you could slice cheese on those
bad boys.
Yeah.
That also could be the like hood thing.
That's true.
Like the way it frames her face.
Yeah. But she looks very different outside of it. And also now her and Reggie Roll are married in real life. So good job, both of you. Kendricks and Maya are A, not affected, and B, not happy that the boys turned into drooling idiots.
Yeah, not impressed.
And I choose to read this as, hey, stop objectifying this woman that just came in.
Yeah.
And not like, we're jealous that she's pretty.
It doesn't read as jealous to me.
Well, or maybe jealous, like, because it kind of, I can make a case for it reading as like, I'm jealous that you are giving her attention and not us. But it doesn't really come off like that.
It comes off more as like, hey, we have stuff we need to do.
We got stuff we gotta do. And also like, that's a human person.
Yeah.
Be cool for once in your life, Leo.
That's not gonna happen.
No, probably not.
He's Mike's younger brother. Neither of them are cool.
No, Mike is such a goob. he's a full-on Yagooblian. Like, Meet the Robinsons. It's on Netflix now. Everyone should watch Meet the Robinsons. I feel like I have to have this conversation every 5 months. It's so good. It's the most underrated Disney movie there is. Please, please, please watch it. Anyway, there's a... Tracy locks eyes with Maya, and...
There's almost Kill Bill sirens.
It is. I wrote Kill Bill flash because
it flashes like red across her eyes.
It's done in a way that it is what Drakina is thinking.
Yeah.
So like everything is dark except the red flash on her eyes, and it is one siren away from being a Kill Bill moment, and it's awesome. And this came out way before Kill Bill, so I see you, Tarantino. Everybody's jacking Power Rangers swag, and then trying to be subtle about it. You're not fooling us.
We're on to you.
But then it like flashes back. Like it's not like a, like it doesn't like fade away or like they turn the red light off. It's like,
yeah.
No, that was just like Drakina got very mad that there are still two pretty girls in on the space station.
Yeah. And then she like puts that fake smile on and she's like, you're both so pretty.
And they're like, thank you. And it is now not in the notes and when I was watching it that I realized it. It's this moment right now.
No, live.
Live, that I'm realizing that the thing they are going to talk about is all the women getting turned into Vikings fans.
Yes.
That did not click until just now, but I think that's probably what's going on.
Yeah, because then Kendricks, I think, is like, guy, we have stuff to do. We gotta go.
We gotta go. And idiot Mike is like, hey, Tracy, come with us.
They don't make any attempt to conceal their identity. I mean, they don't blatantly say, like, we are Power Rangers and need to stop this. But, like, in a minute, or, well, I guess a couple minutes probably in showtime, they're about to morph right in front of Tracy.
They are literally 1 second away from it at one point. If not for Mike, they probably would have.
Yeah.
So we cut to them, like, later walking down the street, going to, I guess, investigate some splotchy victims. I'm not 100% sure why they're going anywhere, but since Tracy is with them and she's like arm in arm with Mike and the boys are like puppy dogging behind her,
yeah,
and Kendricks is like, put your tongues back in your mouth,
you idiots.
And a girder falls from the sky, two of them, and almost kills Tracy and Mike, and I guess presumably the other Rangers. It seemed like they were fine, but they jump out of the way.
Yeah, it was more just for like Tracy to freak out.
Yeah,
because she's like, where's that, where did that come from,
who did this? What are you doing? Mike, like, got her out of the way because he's a superhero.
Right.
And then the monster comes down and is like, I'm going to take your beauty and your beauty, and looks at Trakina and is like, and you? And she's like, no, it's me.
It takes him a minute.
It takes two of her going, it's me.
Yeah.
And, like, she should have maybe let him in on the plan.
Yeah.
I think. Because then he would have been able to sell it a little better.
Right.
Because he definitely goes, you and you, that's it. And then he attacks and he gets Kendricks and Maya. He splashes them. And there's a fight. Again, Kendricks is literally like cut into quarters.
Yeah, and her colors pop a lot more than any of the other ones.
I think, like, she's very pale.
She has much, yeah, they look much brighter on her face.
Yeah, I think she's just very pale. But, and Maya's is like,
it's like a fruit stripe gum.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's wiggly, like if those like fruit roll-ups, not the fruit by the foot style, but the square ones, they have like blue and red, and they're all, if just replace those with purple and yellow, and you got what her face looks like. There's a fight. Mike, like, tucks Tracy away. He's like, hey, stay here. We got to go do a fight. So they fight some buggies. And
and Tracy's like, I'll stay here, but not for long. And proceeds to stay there the whole time.
And just stays there.
And then go back to them after.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's just to be like, she's menacing.
I'm staying here because I want to, not because you've asked
this
me to.
This is my decision. So after the fight, the Kremummy, I forgot that was his name, and I said it out loud again, and it's very bad.
He's like crummy, but also
he's like a
mummy,
but that is a crumb bum. Maybe. Perhaps. But he runs away because he got their two faces and doesn't want to get punched by Power Rangers. And then Tracy comes up behind them and is like, oh my God, are they okay? What's going to happen? And they're like, I don't know. We got to get them out of here. And then Mike's like, I'm going to take Tracy home. And Leo loses his dang mind. He is so he is incensed that Mike would not let this woman, you know, who are women are exclusively the victims of this attack.
Yeah.
Just go home by herself.
Leo says, she'll be fine.
He literally
your friends are in trouble.
And Mike's like, it's not safe out here. And he's like, ugh. Yeah.
But Mike is also like trying to be like, trust me, dude. Yeah, like, the way he says it is like, just like, okay.
It definitely is. I think you can see it both ways to be like, oh, Mike's just being an idiot now.
That might just also be retrospect, being like, he's definitely trying to be like, I have a plan.
In retrospect, I can definitely see that, but like, it just sounded like he was like, shut up, I'm trying to go get something strange.
I'm gonna go get my kiss on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get some smooches.
We're PG here.
Yeah,
this
sorry.
Podcast.
Sorry, I can't talk about getting strange on the PG podcast. They get to a park bench, and there's some juice for some reason.
Instead of taking her home, they go on a juice date.
They go on a little juice
date
on
accident.
They
get juice from, like, a hot dog cart.
I thought it was from a water fountain. So I'm glad there was a hot dog cart involved. But she poisons it again.
And she made a fatal mistake and ordered two of the same juice.
Same one. And she hands it, and he takes both of them, and he's like, we got to get you home. And turns around, and she's like, oh, we should just stay here, and you should drink that juice real quick, though. He's like, "You're right, you're right." And he hands her back one, and he drinks one, and it was poison.
It got him. He holds his chest and collapses face down into the grass.
Straight up face down. Because, you know, poison. The monster shows back up and gloats, and he's like, "Yeah, not only did we get all the pretty faces, but also you killed the Magna Defender. Pretty good day." He calls her princess, I think.
Yeah.
He does it a couple times throughout the episode, because I guess she is a bug princess, technically.
She is. If Scorp is the king, that would make her the princess.
That would, by the laws of gods and men, I guess. Yeah.
Scorpier calls her, like, his beautiful princess, and I guess he does not just mean that as in daughter. He means that as in literal princess.
Like, literal bug royalty.
Yeah.
So he's like, "Yeah, and now here is all the glitter for you to eat."
"You eat this, you will be so hot, you will melt Terra Venture where it drifts."
Where it pushes, flies. It's moving, as we saw last episode.
Where it travels.
But then Mike does a football move, and he steals the jar out from the monster's hands.
It's in Trakina's hands.
Oh, was
at
it?
At that point, yeah, because Tracy's hands.
Right. So he intercepted the pass off.
Yeah.
The handoff. And he gets it, and then he goes total goober. And he's like, I wrote it down in such a way that I should be able to recreate it pretty faithfully. So he was faking, obviously, and now that he has the beauty back, he's like, "Time to return the beauty." And he opens it.
He's got this look on his face. It's so smug.
It's so, like, nailed that line. They're going to love it. And
got him.
And he dumps it, but in such a way that is like a flourish. He's like, "Aha, the beauty is returned."
What a dweeb.
He's embarrassing.
he's pretty handsome. He's a handsome fella. He's such a dweeb.
He is. You can be very handsome and second in command. Oh, Boak does say he's second in command.
Yeah. So confirmed.
Yeah. So again,
he's sub commander.
Yeah. Commander Junior.
Vice commander?
Vice commander, commander. Well, commander is commander's Christian name.
Yeah. Given name is commander, commander. So he's vice commander
Mike.
Mike. Whatever their last name is.
Corbett, I think.
Yes.
Or Commander Junior.
Like Orbit.
Oh, I also like the one is Leo and the other one is Mike. I know Leo's not like a crazy out there name, but it's still like one's a lion and one is Mike.
One is Mike, like a bull?
Like the Magna Defender. Mike?
Magna, like a bull?
What's Magna mean?
I don't know. Not bull. I'm going to look it up. I'm just going to.
I feel like it means magma. Big.
Magna.
Magna is a prefix for big, is my guess. I'm gonna keep going, though. So after he dumps out this glitter beauty sand, we get a full-on Magic of Christmas, the beauty has returned to the people shot.
Yeah.
It's raining glitter inside their apartment, which, number one, is my nightmare, and number two, is never coming off that set. We're going to be seeing glitter for the rest of the show.
Magna is Latin. It means great, so large.
Large, okay. Yeah. Like big.
Yeah, like a big. Like Bigums.
Big Defender.
Him big.
Hey, it's Big D. Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Big D. Why couldn't this joke
big
have
D,
come
Mike
up
Corbett.
Nine episodes? Congratulations on your new title, Mike. It's Big D. So, Leo shows up to where Mike is, because I guess he was so mad about Tracy. He's like, "I'm going to go give him a piece of my mind. I don't know where she lives, so I'm going to walk around the whole station before I find her."
I'm
going
to go to Mike's favorite hot dog juice stand.
His favorite juice cart. That one in the park. And so he gets there, and he's like, "Mike, what's going on? Like, it's raining glitter." And Mike's like, "I switched them." And he's like, "How did you know?" And he's like, "Well, you see, her face is Trakina's face." He doesn't say
he
that.
He does, but like, and I also can be like, it does look different enough.
It is different.
She transforms in like 1 second, and you can be like, "Oh, that is a different character."
Yeah, like a different person, yeah. But like, he's like, "Yeah, he went after their two faces, but not hers," which is true.
Yes.
But
he also could have been like, "I heard her saying, 'It's me, you idiot,' while she was standing behind
one inch behind him." Also, when the monster went after Kendricks and Maya, he used both of his arms. And before he could go after Tracy, the Rangers started punching him in the head, neck, and shoulders.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe he just got interrupted. So you're taking a big leap, but you were right. So,
right.
Grats, Big D. There's still, like, a lot. I still have, like, a lot of notes.
Yeah, she turns back into Trakina.
She turns back with a, like, snap.
Yeah,
like,
she mad.
Like, a boy snap. It is great. And I love Trakina so much. Everyone comes back in. Leo morphs, and then everybody jumps in morphed, and there's a big fight.
We also see the Magna Defender morph.
Yes.
They spent all that money making it. They're going to show
it. They're going to use it, yeah. Then there's like the fight happens, and there's fight stuff. And I was like, I don't want to spoil like how I feel about this episode like at the end, but I was a little bit on cloud nine by how much I was having fun. I don't remember what happens between now and when Kai and Leo activate the lights by themselves.
This is just like fighting. It's just a fight. It's just a putty fight, pretty much. I love the way Morphed Kendricks fights.
It's really good.
It's so good. It's like just cat-like enough.
Yeah.
But also very acrobatic and very cool.
This is the first time, I think, ever that the suit actor is doing something that isn't just Power Rangers fighting.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes, I guess that's not true, because I think this might be the second time, and I'm going to say it's the same woman just because in my head, I hope like that's it makes the most sense to me.
Right.
Ashley's morphed stuff was also unique.
Yeah, because like, she did like wrestling.
Like
moves.
Like she did like
head scissors, arm bars,
dragon whips, like elbow drops, like, and now Kendricks is fighting cat style, and it's like, oh, the suit, because my biggest disappointment with Adam is that when he morphed, it wasn't him in there.
He fought worse.
But this is like better and different in a way that makes perfect sense for like being morphed.
Yeah, like she has this wildcat power now, and so yeah, she fights like a wildcat instead of like a scientist
who's doing some like Billy like dodge and hope for the best.
Yeah,
she is combat trained.
She was on like the combat, the final combat mission.
Well, we've also seen when in the double duty, we saw her like actually fight.
Right,
like
right.
She is like self defense and combat trained, but like she's like very good at
but the
morph.
Suit is an upgrade, as it should be.
Yeah, it's pretty great. They activate the lights, and it's just Kai and Leo that do it. And I was like, well, hold on a minute, playa. We had a whole thing about this a couple episodes ago, but it's okay. Everybody changed if we just only saw those two. Mike gets wrapped up. I guess he's trying to steal Mike's beauty now. or the Magna Defender's beauty.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Everybody's got beauty.
I mean, yeah, everybody's
so just take it.
Everybody's attractive on television.
Just like, take it and give it to Trakina, so she can eat the beauty glitter.
Just like, scarf that glitter down.
The beauty dust,
like just like a nasty goblin eating glitter up. At the end, Kendricks frees Mike, and then Mike and Kendricks tag team the monster for like the rest of his fight.
For the rest of this episode, it's weirdly Kendricks heavy.
Well, if this is similar in Ginga Man,
mm-hmm,
if it's like the beauty got stole, like they're stealing lady beauty faces or whatever,
right,
then Yellow is a guy in Ginga Man.
Yeah,
so that's why Maya would not be as like incensed and like in the morphed footage. But also there's a lot of times where Yellow isn't there, so I don't know what's going on.
It's just weird that, like, all of a sudden it's a Kendricks and Mike episode where Kendricks was just, like, in it before. It's a little jarring.
I feel like they could have done, like, one scene, like, early on, just to, like, be like, Kendricks is important in this episode. Like,
yeah,
just keep an eye on her, because it's mostly a Mike episode.
Yeah.
If anything. But they tag team him. Magna Defender does like a cool slash motion, and that like weakens him up to let Kendricks do the like turn into a fireball.
She does it on her own. It's the first time they've not done it as a group.
That's true.
Leo and her single fireball is just pink. It's not like gold like when they all do it,
which is pretty great. Leo did something similar. He turned into like a flash, but that was just mostly like a teleport deal.
Right, right.
But then he grows, obviously. Mike also grows. They call their Zords. And then there's a fight, and it's pretty good. Stuff happens, which I like in monster fights.
Yeah, it's not much. Here's all I remember happening is the monster shoots the Megazord in the knee.
In the left knee.
It was the right knee.
In the right knee.
And it drains all of its power. That's where the battery is.
Yes. Except, what's this? 1 second later, their power's back. So it didn't drain all their power.
It drained it all, but their recharge is faster than the drain.
I guess. So it just is like, whoop.
So it hit the bottom and just bounced right back up.
So they do a, like a... Mike does like the spin attack, and then their power comes back, and they put the lights.
Yeah, they do a quick suit. Power up.
Yep, and they kill it. It's dead. It's fine. And then we cut back to, I think, the boy's apartment. I'm pretty sure, or a hallway somewhere.
I don't remember
where Mike is doing a magic trick.
Oh, I think that's in an apartment, probably the boy's apartment. Before we were in the girl's apartment because they brought them back there after their beauty was stolen, and they lay Maya into her hammock, and you can see in the background that there is, it looks like there's three beds.
I think there's one above Kendrick's, because the bottom one is Maya's, and then Kendrick's is on hers in the middle, and it looks like there might be one on top of
that. The bottom one, Maya is just using for storage. It's like full of stuff.
Yeah, because she likes her hammock. I can't blame her. I like a good hammock.
I don't know if I could sleep on a hammock every night.
Every night, maybe not, but like, I mean, maybe I could. I don't know. Never tried it.
I could nap on a hammock, I think it would... That would wreak havoc on my back if I just slept in one, like,
I don't know, because there's no, like, there's no support, but there's also nothing, like, weighing on you.
Yeah, but it just kind of, like, folds you up like a banana.
Yeah, barely. There's not enough, like, tension on either side to, like, really work your back. Though, I did pull a muscle shivering the other morning, so I don't know.
I've done that.
like, my neck still kind of hurts. I can finally move it backwards, but, like...
I woke up, and the act of waking up pulled a muscle in my neck, so...
Just getting old stuff ain't for wusses.
Just don't do it. If you can avoid it,
yeah,
stay young forever.
Find a better way.
Steal all the beauty and eat it.
Steal and eat glitter, and that'll keep you young, and your neck... it'll keep your neck fine. So, Mike does a magic trick. He tucks a handkerchief into his hand, and he does, like, a whoop, and it's gone. And there's...
Hey, why is Mike doing magic?
Here's why. Because Leo did magic when he first... Remember when Leo was street tough and he was doing magic? Like, he planted the card on a couple days. So it's like, runs in the family.
He learned from Mike.
Yeah.
Mike taught him everything he knows about close-up magic.
About close-up magic tricks.
But we know it's close-up, because every time they show Damon watching, it is just his face in the screen.
He is like, what? So the handkerchief disappears, and it was in his collar. It was in Damon's collar, which, like, this is TV magic. Like, you can't do this.
Yeah, they just planted that there.
So they leave, and there's a girl outside, and I thought Mike was like, I rebounded immediately. But, like, he didn't. He just he just takes her hand, slaps the handkerchief in it, and walks away. And she turns around like, what? Now I'm responsible for this.
As, like, he's doing that, he's giving her a look like, lucky you.
Oh, you got it.
You hit the handkerchief from my show.
I didn't even see it. You were behind a door.
She's just like, where's the nearest trash can?
It's here, you throw this away. Thanks. So they go meet the girls. They're like, I hope the girls are ready for... I don't know what they said. I'm not even going to pretend to.
Oh, they're basically just like, oh, glad they're back to normal and not Vikings fans anymore.
Right, right.
So they go into the girl's apartment, and you can tell before you can see them what is about to happen, because they're in robes and they have the towel, their hair up in a towel, like girls do.
Yeah, that way that I don't know the math of, I just don't know the geometry of what's going on with that towel. Is your hair inside it when it twists? And then you just, like, lay it back.
So you're, like, wringing it out into the towel, and you're just like, I'm just going to leave it like this. Get all that excess water out of
it. And, like, I have long hair. This is a helpful hint that I could, like, it takes a long... When my hair was super long, it takes a while to dry.
Mine's not long. It's, like, down to my ears. But it still takes, like, an hour and a half to dry.
Because
I just towel dry. I just, like... Yeah, wipe it off with a towel. When
I do like a deep one now because I know that my head will just be wet all day and I'll get pneumonia if I don't. But anyway, like, obviously they're gonna have like face masks on or face cream. I think this is before the face masks were invented. I don't know.
They turn around. Kendricks has like a cucumber mask. Maya has like a mud mask. Yeah. And Damon can't handle it. He thinks they're hideous and their beauty is gone
and
again.
Their beauty is gone and he dies.
He clutches his chest and falls back into Kai and Leo, I think.
I thought he just collapsed to the ground.
Maybe he does hit the ground.
But he like clutches his pearls and falls to the ground dead. And then they go over and they're like, Damon, you idiot. It's just face cream, and like rub a little bit on his head. And he's like, oh, come on. You're killing me. It's like, Damon, what? You've never seen face cream before? Have you never watched a sitcom?
It's just a home spa treatment.
Like, that's it. Come on. Also, you know that the girls were like, hey, don't come over tonight. We're just like doing face cream. We're going to watch movies or whatever. Like, go do.
We're having a girls' night.
Yeah, go do guy stuff. And they're like, we didn't hear you. We're just gonna come bother you. And that killed Damon. So the moral of the story is, like, just listen sometimes, guys. So then we cut back to the Blade ship where Scorp is calling Trakina in. He's like, Trakina, come, I got you a present. Come in here. And she's like, yes, Dad. And he's like, get in the cocoon.
Get in the cocoon and be an ugly bug like your papa.
And she's like, come again for Big Fudge?
He says... She's like, what do you mean get in the cocoon? He's like, well, go in there and you will shed your mortal beauty and be an ugly bug like me.
Was he hot once?
Without a second thought, she says, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, she's like, absolutely not. No, thank you. But like, this brings up, was he just like a hot dude once?
He was a hot dad.
So
he used to be Billy. This is what happens when you run away to space.
You gotta be a bug. Dang, Billy's a bug now. What a bummer.
That's how he didn't get destroyed in the Z-Wave, because he's Billy in there.
Right. 10 secrets Power Rangers doesn't want you to know.
Did you know Billy took his glasses off?
Billy took his glasses off and turned into a bug dad. Anyway, she says, I don't want to do that. And he's like, I don't care. And she's like, well, I have to leave then. This is a bad situation for me.
Yeah, she tries to get away and he grabs her and says, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
She gets out of it somehow. I don't know if she cut him or what.
I think she just, like, karate chopped him or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, turns into light and teleports away. And that's where it ends.
Yeah, it's a freeze frame of outside the Blade ship with, like, the green warp ball that is Trakina just going off screen.
I feel like they could have paused it about 10 frames earlier.
Can I do a final thought right now?
Yes.
I wish Trakina killed him and took over then.
I wanted her to kill him right this second. It was like one of the most upsetting things I've ever seen on Power Rangers.
Yeah. I hate that she ran away and didn't just stab him in his gross side mouth with her staff.
At the same time, she's not astronomer. So like I understand.
That's true.
She knows that she's not a fighter. So she's just trying to get away. But like... It was like some like legitimate consent politics going on Power Rangers. And like, it was like, oh, we're doing, this is it.
Yeah.
Like that said, what's the best?
I don't know what the best is. Do you have one?
Yes, but only if I can be a guy for like one more second.
Is it tricky? Is it Tracy?
Is it like Tracy is just like super duper hot?
The reveal is definitely a damn moment.
Yeah, like, it is like straight up like I don't even know what to compare it to other than like Bugs Bunny and drag and Elmer Fudd just cannot get enough.
He's gotta get some of that girl bunny action. I mean, I don't have anything in the episode that stood out over anything else for me. I don't think. It's a good episode. This by no means means it's a bad episode. I just don't. I don't know what the best part of it is. Bulk being back is pretty cool.
Bulk being back was pretty good. There's a lot of really good like physical comedy between him and Phenomenus. And when Tracy and Mike left, Bulk like followed and he was like filling a cup with some drink of some sort and it just totally missed and was just spraying the back of Phenomenus'
head.
Yeah,
at one point he just like drums on his head because Tracy is too hot.
She's so hot. He's like,
so Bulk just has a drum on Phenomenus' head. Like, oh! the return of Bulk in Phenomenus is my best.
Okay. Mine is just going to be Tracy. Like, guys, I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I apologize, but I'm only human. What's the worst? Oh, wait, you started. I get to pick the first one. Why am I asking you?
I did start.
Yeah.
I thought you started being the one who did start, so that's on me.
Okay. I think the worst is an in-universe worst, and that is that Scorpius just doesn't know how to take no for an answer.
That's definitely the worst. I am going to shove you in here because it's what I want.
Because or else, like, that's
yeah,
it.
That's absolutely the yeah. worst.
And not, like, a worst in a, like... Like, there is a good story that will come from this, and
yeah.
I feel like they are treating it very well. So, like, it's not like a, oh, Power Rangers is being gross kind of worse. It's like a, oh, the bad guy's a bad guy worse. Like,
yeah.
He is the worst.
Like, even to his daughter, who he has adored up until now,
yeah.
he is still a bad guy to her.
Yeah. So, then MVP is, I think I gotta give it to Trakina?
I was gonna say Tracy.
I mean, they're the same
person. But that's the same person.
Yeah. I think the fact that she is like that proactive in the like the episode,
yeah,
that it's Monster of the Week, but she is also part of that story,
right.
Like really, really works. And she's like, I want to be the prettiest, so like go steal all the beauty. And then also,
I'm going to go undercover and kill the Power
maybe
Rangers.
Maybe I can go kill some Power Rangers.
Like,
and
I have a scheme this time,
yeah,
and I'm going to do it instead of just pretending I have a scheme.
Yeah, instead of just like implying a scheme by being menacing on the bug ship.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Tracy / Trakina is the MVP for this
sure.
one. So any other final thoughts?
No, I'm excited to see where all of this goes.
Yes.
So good job, Lost Galaxy, coming back around.
Whoa, what a turnaround.
What a whiplash.
We have not seen a turnaround like this since episode 17 of Turbo, when they had to fix everything.
Yeah. Because
it was getting pretty bad. So, Josh, the only thing we got left to do is rank this episode.
Okay.
Where do you think it goes?
I don't think it's better than the last one. What is our current number three?
Number three is Orion Returns.
What else happened in that one?
Besides
Orion returning?
Well, Orion did come back. They got the lights. That was when they killed the guy, not Treacheron, the other guy, the samurai whose name I've already forgotten.
Treacheron.
Nope.
Oh, Destruxo.
Destruxo. Yeah.
I think this might be better than that.
I think it's better than that one. I had so much fun that I want to put this at number one, but I also realize that like there's a difference between like I don't know like what point value I want to put on fun versus rad, but I think the last episode was much radder.
Okay.
Or no, last episode was Destined for Greatness, so that was so two episodes.
That one was pretty good. I don't think this one is better than that one.
So then this would be number three. So
yeah,
above Orion, because
last episode was like a return to form. And then
yeah.
this episode is just continuing that.
Yeah.
So I feel like last episode has to have bonus points for, like, setting the trend.
Right. So this will come in at number three.
Yeah.
Stolen Beauty.
Again, these are all, like, half-point differences. They're so close. These
yeah.
top three are just so close right now.
Because Destined for Greatness was the last one. It had all that, like, good mic stuff. It had the Fango Pappets. It had, like, a cool bad guy.
Yeah.
That, like,
even this bad guy has, like, a cool power that does not work the way you think it should. He steals beauty and turns it into sand and keeps
yeah.
it in a jar.
Like, and by steals beauty, I thought they were going to get no faces, but it's just like, no, your face is splotchy with purple and yellow. It's very cool. It's very season one of Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And then Redemption Day, which is our number one, just like all that good stuff with Magna Defender.
Yeah, it was just
like
probably one of the most cinematic episodes
yeah,
that
for
they
sure.
had.
And that's the thing that we haven't seen in a while, because they haven't really relied on Sentai footage to like
yeah.
tell a lot of the story for quite some time. And hey, did you guys know that like the Sentai is shot really well? Because it is.
Did you guys know that more footage is actually from a different show from Japan?
Yes, I did.
I'm going to get myself fired from this podcast.
No, it's fine. I think it's a great joke, and I kind of want to keep doing it, but I also... I do just want to point out that, like, I'm watching O-Ranger right now. I watched all Kakka Ranger with the Super Sentai Brothers. I just, like, follow along with them. But, like, these are shows for babies still over there, but they are shows for babies that have, like, production value and are not a cash grab.
Yeah, they don't treat babies like stupid babies.
Yeah, they treat them like people who will one day be grown-ups. So...
crazy.
Yeah. So when you use the morph footage, you can get like a lot of cool stuff out of it, because like the Sentai rules. So anyway, that's it for this episode. I had a ton of fun.
I did too.
I hope
just keep it going.
Keep it going. Please keep it going. We're gonna get a stinker in a couple. Like I can just feel it. We're gonna get like a real stinker. But like you got it. You take the good. You take the bad. You take what's left, and then you have the facts of life. So,
did you catch the name of the next one?
No, I didn't.
Me either.
Oh, I still have it pulled up.
Cool.
I also have this pulled up. Just in case anyone was wondering if I
don't think that was
closed
the title.
It or not. I didn't. Next one's called The Rescue Mission. So we will see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you. Gonna talk like Road Warrior Hawk.
I don't think you can keep that up for very long.
What a rush. All right. Oh.
Did you just hit yourself in the face?
No.